This is Fan Sided Radio.
June 10th, 2013, this is Fan Sided Tonight. Hello everyone, John Akron right here with you, and today's topic was going to be a preview of tomorrow night's Game 3 of the NBA Finals, but today it has been announced, it has been uncovered, that Lionel Hollins will no longer be the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, and I am going to kind of argue a few points here when it comes to small market teams and the success they've been able to have, and what Lionel Hollins, whether he be old school or not, has been able to accomplish in his time with the Memphis Grizzlies, and why it was a bad move, because what they're going to do is they're going to go hire George Karl. The problem is they're going to trade a guy who can't get them to the finals for a guy who's not going to get them to the finals because there isn't enough talent on that team to be able to get there. Let's go ahead and get this show on the road. I want to start off by saying both coaches, when it comes to Lionel Hollins as well as George Karl, I believe they should both still be employed by the teams that they coached in the 2012-2013 season. George Karl has been amazing when it comes to the Denver Nuggets. They consistently make the playoffs, which is what you expect out of a team like Denver, a smaller market. I mean, it's not a tiny market, but it's much smaller than the mega markets like LA, New York, Miami, Chicago, Boston. The teams that typically win NBA titles, basically. Same can be said for the Memphis Grizzlies and Lionel Hollins. I think that both of these teams kind of really made horrible decisions when it comes to their franchise, because I honestly don't see either of them winning an NBA title anytime soon, if ever. Why? Because large market teams dominate, especially in the NBA. In baseball, you might have somebody come up out of nowhere and win, like the Minnesota Twins. Granted, that was a long time ago. But nonetheless, you have a better chance of a small market team in that sport being able to play well. Or the Green Bay Packers. So that's a small market, but you can do it there. Take a look at the history over the past, say, 25 years of NBA champions, the teams that have won it. We'll go back 25. So 1988, the Los Angeles Lakers won it, large market. The following 2 years, the Detroit Pistons won it, large market. Then we had the first three-peat of the Chicago Bulls, large market. Then we had the Houston Rockets, another large market. Then you keep going, you have the second three-peat of the Chicago Bulls. And then here's the small market team that's had success in the past 25 years, the San Antonio Spurs. They won their first in 1999. Then you have a three-peat by the Lakers. Then the Spurs win it. Then the Detroit Pistons win it with Larry Brown at the helm. Then the Spurs, they win number three. Then the Miami Heat with Pat Riley win their first franchise NBA title. And then San Antonio wins their fourth. And then you have the Boston Celtics. And then you have 2 years of the Lakers, followed by the Dallas Mavericks. Smaller-ish market. So you can argue that one as well. And then the Miami Heat last year. And right now you have the San Antonio Spurs, the only small market team with, I guess you could say, a lengthy period of time when it comes to success, taking on the Miami Heat, a large market team. The other thing that can be said about most of these teams, maybe sans the Spurs, huge payrolls. To accompany the great coaching, you had huge payrolls. I mean, take a look at some of the teams that competed. Don't get me wrong, you can be a small market team and get there. Good job, Seattle in 96, didn't work. Utah twice, didn't work. Indiana Pacers in 2000, didn't work. 76ers, I'm not gonna say Philly. Philly's a large market. You had the Nets. That's another large market there. Philly, Jersey, those are big markets. I'm not going to count those. You had the Cavs in 2007. You had the Orlando Magic in 2009. Oklahoma City, 2011, or 12, I'm sorry. Yeah, big market teams win. So if you're a small market team, you can't expect to be the San Antonio Spurs. You can expect to make the occasional run at an NBA Finals. But you're probably not going to win it. 25 years, there have been 8 teams to win the NBA championship. 8 in 25 years. 11 of those years, it was Phil Jackson and his squad who won it. That's saying something. Now you take a look at what Lionel Hollins has been able to do with this stint as coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. He didn't do so well in Vancouver. He didn't do so well in his first two seasons with Memphis. He finished 5th and 4th respectively in his conference and did not make the playoffs. 2010-2011, they went 46-36, finished 4th in the division, but they played in the conference semifinals. They lost. In 2011-2012, it was a shortened season, but they went 41-25, finished 2nd in the division. Now, put that in perspective. 2010-2011, they played 82 games. They won 46 of those. In 2011-2012, they played in 66 games and won 41 games. So only 5 fewer wins in a season that was shortened considerably. Then you take a look at the 2012-2013 Memphis Grizzlies, a season in which they traded one of their best players. They trade away Rudy Gay. They go 56-26. They finished 2nd in their division, and they made it to the conference finals where they were shut down. And Matt Biesing, a colleague of mine at Fansided Radio, he hosts the Fire and Ice Sports Radio program, pointed out that Lionel Hollins made some horrible, horrible coaching errors in those conference semifinals, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. But I think he was able to accomplish an awful lot with very little. Yes, he had the Defensive Player of the Year in Mark Gasol. Some people believe he shouldn't have been the Defensive Player of the Year. I do. I think Marc Gasol played great defense. Great old-school defense. The entire Grizzlies team played great old-school defense. I think it's a mistake. Because what they're going to do is they're going to bring in George Karl. And I have nothing but the utmost respect for George Karl. Like I said, what that guy's been able to do, amazing. Incredible coaching career, George Karl. But if you look at George Karl and his time with the Denver Nuggets, he's been able to do an awful lot, man. He really has. Take it over in 2004-2005. His teams have made the playoffs every single year. Every single year. And outside of the mellow years, the past couple of years, he hasn't had that mega superstar that he had in Carmelo Anthony. Now, Iguodala's a great player. He's got some ballers on that team, or did before he got fired, which he shouldn't have. But in all those years, he actually, this year, finishing 2nd in the Northwest Division, 57 wins. His best regular season as coach of the Denver Nuggets. That is one win better than the Memphis Grizzlies had. So in 2012-2013, George Karl was one win better. But if you look at the playoffs, Lionel Hollins was several games better. You take a look at payrolls for both of those teams, and that's kind of funny too. This is via HoopsHype.com, a subsidiary of USA Today Sports. Team payrolls, 2012-2013. The Denver Nuggets come in at number 18 on that list. $67,970,254. The Memphis Grizzlies come in at 25th with $63,054,115 payroll. Not really that big of a difference. About $4 million in payroll. Take a look at the 2013-2014 projections for these teams. $60 million estimated payroll for the Memphis Grizzlies. When you flip it back up to Denver, it's $72,600,276. These are projections. We still have the draft. We still have free agency. We still have a lot of things to do. What I'm basically trying to do here is draw a parallel. Because I strongly suspect that George Karl is going to be hired by the Memphis Grizzlies to be their next head coach. There's a relationship there in the front office with a few folks. I see George Karl being the next guy. My question is it a complete and total bust if he can't get this Memphis Grizzlies team to the conference finals? To the conference finals. Can he bring them to the conference finals to take on a San Antonio or the Clippers or the Thunder or the Lakers, whoever the hell it might be? That is the other team that reaches that Western Conference final. Could be Houston, especially if they go out and get Dwight Howard. Is it a bust if he can't take the Memphis Grizzlies any further than Lionel Hollins? Now, Lionel Hollins is going to find work as well. There are several openings right now. You know where Lionel Hollins would actually probably work great? A young, dysfunctional team in Philadelphia that needs some guidance and needs some help. He could do more than Doug Collins could do. I could see him over in the land of the Los Angeles Clippers. Lionel Hollins, not the sexiest name out there. But if you look at the best teams in the NBA, you know what they all have in common? It's not a great offense. It's not a mind-blowing scheme. It's not cutting edge. It's not revolutionary. It's good defense. Take a look at the teams that have won the NBA Finals over the past 10 years. They play defense in L.A. under Phil Jackson. They play defense in San Antonio with Greg Popovich. The Miami Heat play defense. They can stop you. Defense, no matter what the sport, that wins championships. But it doesn't matter who in the hell is at the helm of the Memphis Grizzlies, because they're never going to win the NBA title. I think there's a better chance of winning one in Denver than there is in Memphis. It's Memphis. It's not Chicago or Miami or LA or Boston or even Dallas or Houston. I think I just damn near named off every NBA champion over the past 25 years. Might have left one out, maybe here or there. I think it was a mistake for both of these teams to fire the coaches that they had in place, because I don't see any chance in the very long foreseeable future for either the Memphis Grizzlies or the Denver Nuggets to be able to win an NBA title. There's also an opening in Denver. Maybe Lionel Hollins ends up there. Maybe they coach swap, kind of like Wife Swap, the television show. Maybe they swap coaches. It'll be fun either way. I'm interested right now to see how well the Memphis Grizzlies play next year. Now, this is speculation. I don't know that they're going to hire George Karl. I have a very strong gut feeling that he is the next head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. Sure, there are other teams that might come calling, but I don't see him fitting in a major market. I honestly don't. There's a reason he's never had that huge market job. He's a great coach. He's not a championship coach. Neither is Lionel Hollins. You're looking at the same guy. You fired a guy to hire the same guy. A guy who can win somewhat in the playoffs, but can't win a championship. So why get rid of a guy who has at least gotten you pretty damn close? The closest your franchise has ever been to the NBA Finals. A guy who over the last 3 years steadily improved his team, even though this season, one of his best players in Rudy Gay was traded away. I am impressed with the job he's been able to do there, and small market teams need to keep expectations in check. Sure, you should shoot for the stars, and you want to win an NBA title. But if you are Memphis, and you're filling the house every night, or damn near, because your team is winning, because your team is improving, because your fan base is starting to believe in your product, don't start trading away your stars, and don't fire your head coach. All right, I am done ranting for tonight. Tomorrow night we'll be right here on fansided.com, coming right back at you. I believe there might be an episode of Hoosier Huddle coming your way tomorrow on fansidedradio.com. Make sure to check that out. The Hoosiers are Omaha bound. A little birdie told me I might be seeing Leslie Snyder, one of the co-hosts of Hoosier Huddle, right here in Omaha, Nebraska, for the College World Series. Opening ceremony start when? Friday night. I am very geeked up about that. And who knows what else Tuesday will bring to you on fansidedradio.com. I want to thank everybody for listening to tonight's show. My name is John Akron. Be good, everybody.